Good morning. How are you doing? Hi, I'm glad to see you. It's wonderful. Well, I was glad to see some of you back. I miss some of the young people. And sometimes people visit the church, wow, you have a powerful young people. And I say, where are they? Why are they so powerful? God using them to go somewhere else. But it's good, though. You know, there's a proverb in Vietnam, in Vietnamese. As you go out, you learn so much and you grow much better than stay at home by yourself. So I'm glad you go out and help. This summer, a lot of people are going to take off to do many things. Some of people go to Vietnam. Matter of fact, some people go to a whole summer in Vietnam. So I miss you. Like Kevin, you're going to go away from us. We really feel sad. So you have to come to the party before you go. So we're going to give you something or threaten you, whatever. And Vung already took off before I even said goodbye. So I hope he won't stay there too long. So anyway, people go here and there. But, you know, remember, summer, even though you go many places, remember, find a church nearby to go. You will bring some blessing to other people. All right? So that's what God calling us. This morning I want to share with you the message that we've been going through, the book of Psalm, the 23rd chapter. And this chapter is very important as I go into this, and I do a little research. I find out, wow, it's amazing how David went through, and he can proclaim to say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He have everything. And I compare myself with him. He's going through so much, and he can say that all he need is God with him. Well, I want to open with a little story that I heard. The lady wrote a letter and to resign from adulthood. And this is what she said. I hereby that my resignation as an adult. I like to accept the responsibility of a 6 years old again. I want to go to McDonald's and think it was a 4-star restaurant. I want to see who can challenge me to blow out the biggest bubble. I like to think, I like to have M&M is better than money because I can eat them. I don't want to change my clothes when it's a little bit dirty. You know, when you're young people say, you got to change your clothes. I want to think every day like a summer vacation. I want to return to a time that's simple. Because I'm unaware of the thing of make me unhappy or upset, I want to live simple again. I don't want to see or face a day that consists of computer crash, paperwork, cleansing, children, chore, depression news, illness, or lost. Here I go. I want to give you my checkbook, my car key, my credit card bills, my 401k statement, my pager, my iPhone. Or maybe I need to keep my iPhone. My fax machine, all the mortgage paper I want to give to you. And I'm officially resigning my adulthood. And if you want to discuss with me, and you have to catch me, tag you it. See you later, alligator. I mean, we can resonate this letter somehow. And as I grow older, it's not getting better every day. I can think about when I was a little kid, and I don't worry about anything. I know I wake up. I know that I have food on the table and clothes on my back. That's all I need to know. And so for those young people, the thing about you want to rush to be an adulthood, you maybe think twice and you enjoy your youthful life. But I want you to think about Psalm 23 here. It's very important. Then when David going through so much trouble, where other people say, you know what, it's so much trouble every day, it's just whamming up so much problem, add to another problem, deadline happening, a problem with children, problem with finance, and so they people cannot handle anymore. Simple, just let it go. Whatever stick. But here is a man who say, I can face all those problems. I can go through life. I can face the challenges. And I still want to be adulthood. I want to keep where Jesus in place. And so the verse I want you to think and meditate with me here in Psalm 23, verse 2. Psalm 23, verse 2. He make me to lie down in green pastures. He lead me beside the still water. Now, when I read that text, I immediately think about that when I was young, I go to camping. You know, when you go to camping, you enjoy the scenery. You walk to the hill with all beautiful grass, and you come to the riverside, you soak your feet in there, and you enjoy. And as I look my time, as Sundays come along, and get noon and evening, and I know I have to get back home and go to work on Monday. I don't want to. As a kid, I want to stay here. No school, no work. Why couldn't we camping all day, all night, all year long here? See, that's a transcribed scene that you and I want to see. I want to taste it. I want to stay there. And how can David, out through all the problem he faced, and he can say, the Lord can lead me to this place. The Lord can make me lie down in green pasture and take me to green pasture, still water. It's so beautiful. Now, can you think about David? He was running for his life. He had enemy on both sides trying to kill him. The children talked back to him. And his wife yelled at him. He go to so much problem. And at the end of his life, he want to do one thing for God. He want to build God's temple. And God say, no, you're not going to build a temple for me. Can you imagine that? And he can say, he's the one. He's the one give me a peaceful mind and peaceful life. Do you find peace in this chapter? What is going through your mind right now? Are you happy that you have a summer vacation? I know some of you still take summer school. Maybe not so happy after all. Are you happy you have some time off? Are you happy able to come to church? Are you happy to just stand still and let the wind blow and you can feel every single breeze go by? I remember my sister say this when I'm so hurry to go to school and work. And say, brother, couldn't you stop and smell the rose? I said, what rose? And I stop, I see all the beautiful things around me. That's what God wants to say. Stop and listen. I want to give the peace for you, but you run elsewhere to find peace. You want to run elsewhere to find happiness. Come. There's peace here. Now, you look at this text right here. You know, peace does not come by when you see a river or a mountainside or a pasture. The sheep know very well if they see a beautiful scenery, that's not peace. Very text can indicate here, peace only happens when the shepherd nearby. If the shepherd's not there, there's no peace. How can you eat the grass on the field and you're afraid some other animal trying to get you? How can you drink water and you're afraid other animal try to attack you? You see, only peace happens when Jesus is nearby. Picture with me. See, John chapter 14, verse 27, say, the peace I give to you. The world cannot give you peace. Only God can give you peace. But immediately after that chapter, chapter 15, it says, talking about the vine and the branch. If you stick by me, you'll be fruitful. You see, peace only come when you stick by God. Peace can come about when you close with him. And so if you've been trying to find peace, if you try to find better grade, a better job, and you're not happy about it, maybe you don't have Jesus with you. Ask yourself, does Jesus walk with you? If Jesus worked with you, just like David said, he can find peace. No matter whatever, what troubles might come, difficulty might come your way, if you have Jesus, you can overcome everything. And so what is this story trying to say here? A green pasture. A green pasture. I remember every morning I go to work. On many days I took my children with me. And we always passed by a cow farm. And the early morning, the cow's ready to stick his head out and start eating grass. And I tell my son, look at it. And he loved to look at the cow, every single cow when we passed by Oh, the cow eat grass. And what color of the grass is that? It's brown. The next day we go by, I say, oh, the cow eat grass again. What color is the grass? It's brown. Dad, why do you eat a brown grass? Why do you eat a green grass? Well, you're lucky, son. I don't feed you rice and soy sauce every day or every meal. But this is what the cow is. They eat a grass that's all grass. Now, I drove by and I see hay for sale, and it's all yellow. And I'm sure they take that and they give feed to the cow. I mean, the cow. They have to eat all grass. And here God say it's green grass. Not only green. You know, sometimes it's green. It's not only perfect, you know, because when I grow my plant at home, I see a big leaf is green, but it's bitter. But when it starts growing, it's very small. You pick up and you eat, it's sweet. So when talking about a green pasture, that means the grass just started. There's nutrients in the grass. You know, when it just started, when it just grows, it's so much nutrition for the sheep. See, the master knows very well that which pasture have a good food, good grass, good vegetable for the sheep. Now, I believe that the shepherd don't take the sheep go in the same field every single day. You know, if you eat the same food every day, you get tired. The shepherd know that. Not only get tired, but the same food every day is not enough nutrition to nurture the sheep. Now, I know the apple might be good, orange may be good, but you eat every day. You eat more than you need. You know, your skin might be turned yellow. Again, green, because you don't eat variety of food. And the shepherd know very well the sheep have eat that field, eat that food, they're going to move somewhere else. And the shepherd know what food is best for the sheep. God know what food is good for us. Sometimes we look beyond the field and say, oh no, I like that food. It's maybe more sweet, more good taste, and that's why we want to look somewhere else beside what God given us. Is that, do we do that? I mean, God give us wonderful lettuce and fruit and vegetable and grain, and we decided, you know, I don't like this food. I want to mix them. I want to separate the vitamin. I want to take the fiber out. And there's a food you have that don't have enough fiber, and you have a problem. You go to the doctor, and the doctor says, you know what? You go to a pharmacy store and get some fiber to add into your juice. You see, men take fiber out of the food. God already make it balanced perfectly for you to eat. A lot of times we eat, we say, God doesn't taste good. It's not salty enough. You need some fry, you know, you need fries. Fried crunchy food. People don't like raw vegetable or fruit because they taste man-made food. Like French fry. They eat French fry all day long. But you give an apple, they bite it, yuck. You see, you get taste of man-made food. But God said, that's not good. You got to eat what is natural, been grown from a tree and plant. I bring a fruit apricot to some of the workers here to eat. It's a beautiful, it's good food. I can eat it. I can eat 10, 20 of them. And you know, apricot, when you see it, you got to eat right away before the bird eat it. Because the apricot is good. And only going 1 month from April to May, that's it. By the time you get June, no more. And I bring these good, delicious fruit to some of the people. And when they bite in that, it's eee. It's too sour on outside. It's inside sweet, but I don't like it. And they bite it, and they throw the fruit in the trash. And I say, oh my, that's the fruit of my garden you throw away. You see, some people use it, man-made food, processed food, and they couldn't enjoy it. But God made fruit and vegetable. I don't know about you, but green pasture is very important. These animals want to eat something new, but nutritious and fresh. I went to one of the very cheapest supermarket, a Mexican supermarket, and I buy banana. You know, 39 cents, sometimes 30 cents per pound. I buy a whole bunch of them. And it was green. And I know it's green. People like buy green banana and leave for a couple of days and it turns yellow and it's ready to eat. But one day I buy banana and I leave for 1 week, it's still green. 2 weeks, it's still green. 3 weeks, it's still green. What happened? And I said, you know what? Let me bite on this banana. It's yucky. I don't want to eat this banana. I throw the whole thing in the trash can. And I went to Wu's mom home down the street. And she gave me banana. You know the banana next door of you? And it tastes good. Nothing like that. Smell good, taste good. You see, God gives us the best food when it's ripe. When you see the bird eating them and the ant crawling, you know it's ripe. You're going to eat them. People want to pick them before it's ripe. Take them to store cross country a month later to sell to you and I. That's not enough nutrient in there. You eat fresh. And that's why the shepherd take the sheep, go out and eat the fresh new blade of grass and vegetable. That's what they like. And they enjoy it. And here it is here. And not only the shepherd say, eat the green grass, but lie down. How do you like lie down and eat? You want to lie down or do you want to sit down and eat? Now, some people want to run and eat, you know that? Like in and out. You have in and out right away. People can stop and eat. God wants us to lie down, sit down, enjoy the food. Enjoy. Stop everything, including texting. You know why you eat. You know? Enjoy the food. Bite every single piece and enjoy it. Let body rest. All your organs in the body work naturally to process what you eat. When you are worried or upset, your food is not digested very well. You know what? Come one way and out another. Waste all the food that you eat. So you got to relax. Just let a sheep lie down and eat. Can you imagine? The sheep just lie down and have a small mouth and just lie down and eat, eat, and lie down and sleep. When you were born, your mother picked you up and nursed you. And you drink milk for your mom. What do? You lie down, you sit. You lie down, right? That's what God, when you lie down and you sleep, and you see a baby right there and drink the mother milk and close his eyes and her eyes and fall asleep. It's beautiful. God wants you to do that. God provides food for you, wants you to rest and lie down and eat. Enjoy. God said, you know, don't worry. Don't worry about food about tomorrow. Don't worry about what happened tomorrow. Let me take care of it. You just come and rest. Now, sheep is not usually to lie down. You know that? They are afraid. Any crack and sound, any howl sound from a bird or owl, they are afraid. And so make a sheep lie down is really hard. Now, how do a shepherd make a sheep lie down? I mean, he have a stick, right, a crook. He might hit the sheep. No, he won't do that. But just go and tap and say, lie down. Don't worry. I take care of you. Just lie down. Just a little slight tap and lie down. The sheep will lie down and lie next to the shepherd. Know that he under good care. That's what you come to Jesus for. Jesus, come. Just as you are, and leave all your burden to him. Come. Come. All of you have heavy burden, give to him. And lie down there with him. And that's what it is. That's what the scene that God wants you and I. When David was running for his life, and God said, leave it to me. Let me have it. And when David surrendered to God, God took care of him. God take care of good him. Just lie down in the green pastures. Now, I remember when I was young, when noontime, because in Vietnam, the system of life is similar to the French. And so after you eat a noon meal, what do? You take a nap. And I hate to take a nap, you know. As a kid, when you finish eating, you want to go out and play. But my parents make me lie down to take a nap. Force me to lie down to take a nap. Is it good for you? Or you get a spank? Yeah, I don't see what's so good about taking a nap. But as I grow older, I say, nap is good. They find out if you take a nap just 15 minutes after your lunch time, will go a long way. A long way. You can stay up until 2 o'clock and you still have energy. Because a nap is so important. I know your grandfather took a nap. And so that's the habit. We need to rest in the middle of the day. You know, 8-10 hour a day is too long. Take a period in the middle of your workday, take a nap. And so God knows very well for these sheep is take a middle nap. But after that, they woke up and say, you know what, I'm tired of eating. I need to have something to drink. And some sheep is still eating. Still eating. They keep chewing and chewing. You know, they keep eating. Recycle that food, you know. And here it is. You can see the picture. The shepherd ready to lead them to go to a still water drink. Okay? Now, not easy to lead a sheep. Have you ever leading a sheep yet? No? They say, come this way. They won't hear you. And you walk first, say, come, follow me. They won't follow you. Sheep is very poor of follow direction. It's not good. And here David say, we just like sheep. We go astray, you know. Very poor follow direction. Directionless animal. I remember the story someone told me about a school teacher telling about the boy. He said, John, let me give you a math problem. There's 100 sheep. If 5 sheep left, how many sheep are left? And Johnny say, well, teachers, there's no sheep left. I say, Johnny, you don't know your math. If 100 sheep, 5 of them took off, how many sheep do you have left? You're supposed to have 95. And Johnny said, well, teacher, you might know your math, but I know sheep because I take care of the sheep. If one leave, the rest one leave. They go astray. They go without any direction. She said, they left. That's what happened. And so this is what happened here. How do you lead the sheep to the still water? What do? You put food in your hand and say, come now, eat some food. Because they love food all the time. And you lead them. That's how you lead the sheep. They don't know. They couldn't hear the direction. They are short-sighted. They couldn't understand. And so you have to take them and lead them one step at a time. You know, take care of sheep is not easy. You know, I couldn't believe it. They have to do so much work for these sheep. But when you come to the water, if the shepherd find a river water, they say, oh, that's not good. The sheep is really afraid of running water. Waterfall coming out so loud, they're afraid. They're afraid to drink this water, choke themselves, so they don't want to drink. You see? And so if the shepherd saw some stream of water and some water, it makes some sound, and so they, maybe the shepherd used some rock or stick, try to stop that and let running water very soft and smooth and very still, like perfect water, nothing. And when you leave the sheep there, see sheep there, they start drinking and drinking. You see, God knows very well for us. There's some time we need to take a stop and drink of water that God teaches us. You know what the waters represent here? Let me share with you a few texts here. Turn with me in the book of John, chapter 4. John chapter 4, verse 14. But whoever drink of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. Now, teach us a lesson right here. So many water you try to searching for today, but you always thirst. Do you know that? I was young when I was a runner. And when I was thirsty, and when I want to drink, give me energy, I buy the energy drink. And I drink that thing, it's still thirsty. What is in there? Soda. People drink soda, coffee, everything, replace water. And think that has completely helped your body. It's no. God said, good, fresh water. And here again, same thing. We want to drink man-made water. And that's why we keep thirsting. And that's why we can't have energy. Here they say, energy drink. But how come I drink have no energy? You see, don't be fooled by the label. God say, I give you free water. And you never thirst again. You know, water is so important to us. I mean, food is important, but water even more important. I mean, you can go for weeks without food, but you cannot go for weeks without water. You know that? I find out myself that I drink water would take all my pain in my joint away. You know that? If you have joint, by the way, those don't have joint problem, drink water. That's the healing. Water bring healing to your body, to your soul. Now, water is also refreshing as well, to revive. You know, every single cell in your body need water. You know that? Every single cell need water. By the way, every single cell that God you have in your body, God created new cell every single day. Your skin cell, few days afterward, will be gone, will be dead, and just come off you. And God created new cells. I couldn't believe it. One day, that one man go to the hospital, and he say, the doctor said, you have a problem with your lung. They cut half of his lung away, and he have only one lung. That's years ago, and he still live until 80 years old. Well, how's that happen? Well, new cell develop and help him to breathe better. You see, God will create new cell if you replenish enough water in your body. It's so important. That water. But water also represents something else as well. Turn with me in the book of Psalm 51:7. 51:7. And say this. The end of the text says, wash me and I will be whiter than snow. Wash me, Lord. Remember Peter say, if you don't let me to wash your feet, you cannot enter the kingdom. And Peter said, wash whole my body. Wash everything. Wash. Oh, I love to get in health, but I have to guard myself here. Water is so important in your body, but outside your body, you need to take a shower. You need to cleanse your body. Everything water is so important, but water also represents cleansing. You have to clean things with water. You have to cleanse your way with water of God. God will use water to cleanse all the dirty things of your body. God will use his blood to cleanse away if you're your sin. Water is so important. Every single day you need water. He lead you by the still water. Okay, and make you lie down green pasture. Why do you need all that? Why? Because you know it's good for you. The perfect peace you have is follow Jesus. You have to follow him, have him nearby. He help you to grow, help you to overcome any problem. Give to him. I want to turn with you another text here, John chapter 10. John chapter 10, talking about the shepherd again. A very beautiful scene. The shepherd cannot stand if you see the sheep is missing. And he a good protector. John chapter 10. And I'm reading from verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. You understand that? The good shepherd gives his life for sheep. When the sheep sleep, the shepherd stands right there ready with his stick. If any animal come attack, he's there. When the sheep start to drink water, he stands and look around. Any predators come. You see, the shepherd always stand there in guard and helping the sheep. Same thing, Jesus Christ. It's our shepherd. He's a good shepherd. Give his life for his sheep. When you're asleep, did you know God protect you? He sent his angel, even himself, come protect you. When you're walking, when you're driving, when you're eating, when you're working, he always there protect you. And sometimes you not recognize that. You know, sometimes we're busy. The sheep sometimes so busy, recognize the shepherd. But if you just think about it, he there to protect you. I couldn't believe it. Every time I drive, many times that you just come so close to the accident, I could not believe it. Somehow, the angel took over the steering wheel to turn away. My reaction cannot be that quick, but God's reaction is before the accident. He can protect you. So every day you go by, if you don't see the shepherd protecting you, you're missing something. Verse 12, but he who is hiring and not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, see the wolf coming and leave the sheep and flee. for the wolf catch the sheep and scatter them. You see, we have a shepherd, a true shepherd, not a hiring shepherd at all. Verse 13, the hiring flees because he is not hiring and does not care for the sheep. My friend, I don't know who you run to. I don't know what problem you face. But where you're heading is not right direction if you don't find peace. Jesus is a true shepherd. He created you. He cared for you. He loved you. And he died for you. How can anyone don't want a shepherd to take care of them? How can anyone to reject a shepherd? And David's point out said, you know, I need this shepherd every single day. So he teaches you and I, say, we need Jesus every day. If you want to have everything you need, a peaceful scene, a wonderful life, you have to have Jesus. I never see anyone say, I have Jesus and my life have not yet fulfilled. I never see anyone. But when you Jesus, your life's fulfilled. Maybe you don't have everything what the world have, but you have Jesus, that's all you need. That's all you need. So this morning, if you have not accepted Jesus, cry out to him, say, Lord, I need you. I need you just like David. David accepts you. And you will be happy. Your life will change when you have Jesus in your life. May God bless you.